Plans to renovate the former reel-to-reel movie theater were pushed forward when Elliott Lake Council voted to approve a revised plan for the building to make it into a downtown arts center. The decision to move ahead was made at a special council meeting based on a report by Acting Director of Public Works Bill Golding and the possible loss of a $750,000 Fedner grant timed to expire at the end of March 2023. Council's decision means tenders for work on the building interior could be ready to go out before the end of the year and will coincide with an amended version of the work going to Fedner to sign for the $750,000 grant. The approval also means a drastically reduced cost for the renovation work now anticipated at an upper limit of $1.6 million from a previous plan with an anticipated budget of $3.6 million. The renovations would allow for studio space for the six different artisan groups that made up the Elliott Lake Arts Club. The club rented studio space and a gallery in the Lester B. Pearson Civic Center prior to the partial roof collapse in February 2019 that closed the building down and saw it eventually demolished. Arts Club President Christine Roberts spoke at the beginning of the special council meeting telling councilors the club had about 80 members prior to the roof collapse. "Since then, we've been about half a club," she said, referring to the loss of studio space and equipment in the collapse and its current membership of about 40. She was critical of the report with a smaller renovated space than what was originally planned. Roberts said the smaller plan feels like pulling the wool over Fednor's eyes and Elliott Lakers, and it's not a good look for this new council. Mayor Chris Pattery said after meeting with staff it was decided to renovate about 6,000 square feet that included leveling the floor of the old theater. Access to the existing upper floor would be limited to utility use only in order to remove the need for elevator access to the second floor, which was originally considered. "We're looking at renovating 6,000 square feet for our user groups," he said. The mayor said the council's plan is to renovate the space and have it completed early next year, while at the same time pursuing possible federal and provincial grants to be applied to a modernized arts center that the city has been considering since the Civic Center demolition. In response to a question from Councillor Andrew Wannan, Golding said finding a company to do the work is in the works to coincide with when the tenders go out. Golding said the renovation plan still needs to be fine-tuned regarding particular issues raised by Roberts about lighting, electrical needs for pottery kilns and partition walls and doors. Planned space for exhibits from the former museum that was in the Civic Center will not be included in the design. Roberts declined further comment on the decision until final plans are revealed.